Phew, turn to find tired out, Ed. Must have been 20 customers in here since we opened up.
What tires you out is talking to them. I do all the work.
Yes, you do.
Well, I do. How many of them did you wait on?
Well, now, let's see. There was Miss Pinkley and Mayor Schultzenheimer, and then there was, I can't remember everybody who waited on, can I?
Shucks. There's a darn good reason why you can't, too.
What?
That's all you waited on, that's why.
It just ain't all I waited on, either.
Tails.
It's Tink.
Tails.
I tell you, Tink, consign it. I waited on Bud Marley, too.
Yeah, that's right, you did.
Bet I did.
Must have nearly wore you out, too.
Yeah.
What'd he buy?
Oh, I don't just remember what he...
Well, you do, too, remember. What did he buy?
Why, he bought a... I think it was...
Yeah, what did he buy? You know darn well what he bought.
Dad burn it, he bought a postage stamp.
Yeah.
Well,
you sold a postage stamp, and you're all tired out.
Yes, I am. And I'm going to sit down here and rest a while. That's what I'm going to do. Give me that paper there.
Where is it?
Well, where is it? There you got in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? Reading gets the dad head up about it. Well?
Reading the Gazette ought to be pretty restful.
What?
There's nothing in it.
Well, how do you know there's nothing in it?
Well, shucks. I read it last week.
Well, maybe there wasn't so much in it last week, but you never can tell when there will be something important in it.
If you do find something, you can read it to me. I'm going to rest, too.
Let's see here. I guess things so much that... Oh, say, do you hear anything about Bert Parkins getting into trouble yesterday over to his drugstore?
No. What's wrong over there?
Well, it says here in the paper that... let's see, what was it? The Inspector of Weights and Measures was in town yesterday.
And who was?
The Inspector of Weights and Measures. Weights and Measures.
You mean he weights and measures, Bert?
No, he ain't waiting and measuring nobody. He's the...
Well, who is waiting, Bert?
Nobody's waiting for nobody.
What'd you say he was for then?
Oh, I didn't.
You did.
I tell you, didn't.
You did.
I didn't say weights. I said weights.
There you go. Sometimes I think you're just plain crazy.
Mm.
You didn't say wait, but you said wait.
Say, listen here, Ebenezer Peters. I've stood for just about as much as your darn yap as I'm going to.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about it?
Now, I'm going to prove to you that I ain't crazy. That's what I'm going to do.
You better get started. Mm. Your day's almost half gone.
Well, you just keep your trap shut and I'll do it. What's this on the scales here?
Shucks. It's a weight.
And now what is it?
Two weights.
Yes, but if you leave the two off of it, what are they?
If you leave them two off it, there wouldn't be none left.
Oh, I don't mean that. Can't you say what these is without saying there's two of them?
Don't see what incarnation you're trying.
Well, can't you?
Well, of course I can if I want to.
Well, do it then. Do it.
Well, they're weights, of course.
Yes, there. You see now?
See what?
See what I meant about the inspector.
What did you mean?
I meant this kind of weights. And I ain't crazy, not by a long shot.
Well, why do you say so?
I've been trying to. Well, it says...
And this fella inspector, this fella inspects this kind of weights here, does he?
Yes, that's your job.
Like the weights that's on the scale.
Yes, that's your job. That can...
Well, it's all that darn foolishness, the whole smear of it.
What?
I wouldn't pay him a cent to inspect our weights.
Oh, you don't have to.
Ain't no machinery or nothing to ever go wrong with them, neither. You needn't bring him around here, because I won't...
Oh, nobody's going to bring him around here. He's working for the government, and he comes when he wants to.
Well, shut.
You keep still, and let me tell you what happened over to Bert's now. It says here the inspector caught Bert pouring water into his wood alcohol.
Well, what of it?
Why, don't you see? The inspector thought he was doing it to cheat the people. Tell him part water and part wood alcohol.
Well, shut. Bert always was pretty slick, you know.
Yes, but it's against the law. It says the inspector was going to put Bert in jail, but...
And he didn't?
No. Bert told him he was only putting the water in the wood alcohol to keep some of his customers from drinking it.
What do you want to keep him from drinking the water for? Wasn't it clean?
Oh, it wasn't the water. It was the alcohol. The alcohol.
You mean the wood alcohol wasn't clean, huh?
No, I don't mean nothing of the kind. Dag nabbit, I ain't going to waste all day explaining this to you. I want to see what else he is in the paper.
Don't think you know yourself half the time.
Oh, say, I forgot to tell you. Hector was talking about the fair they're going to have over to Squidsville this year, and here's something about it in the Gazette. Want to hear it?
Yeah, all right. Let's hear it.
And it says, Squidsville wins county fair.
How'd they win it? In a contest or something?
No, they didn't. Just listen and keep the trap shut now. Enterprise of Chamber of Commerce...
I thought you said there wasn't a contest.
It ain't.
What's the Chamber of Commerce entering prizes for then?
Oh, concern it. I didn't say entering prizes. I said enterprise! Enterprise!
You mean there's only one prize, huh?
There ain't no prizes at all. It means work. They had to work to get the fare for Squidsville. There's Enterprise of Chamber of Commerce lands plums.
So that's what they're working at, eh?
Working at what?
Picking plums.
Oh, no, they ain't. When they say plum here, it means, sort of a prize.
Shucks. You just got through saying there was no prizes.
Well, they ain't. The Chamber of Commerce went to work and got the fare for Squidsville, and that's all there is to it.
Took you a long time to tell me. That's all there is to it.
Well, it's on account of your darn yapping. Just keep still while I read the rest of it now. The county fair at Squidsville promises to be the biggest event of its kind ever held in this part of the country.
Well, maybe it will, and maybe it won't.
Quit your crabbing now. There will be complete exhibits in animal husbandry, domestic...
What's that you said?
Animal husbandry. Animal husbandry.
Well, how about the wives?
Whose wives?
The animals' wives. You going to leave them out?
Oh, it don't mean that at all. It means...
What is it, then?
Why, it just means that the husbands have to take care of the animals that's shown at the fair, of course. You wouldn't expect the women to do that, would you?
No, suppose not. What else does it say?
Complete exhibits in animal husbandry, domestic science, horse...
Domestic what?
Domestic science.
Well, what's that?
Why, it's here. Domestic means something about a home, don't it?
I guess it does. But what's the science got to do with it?
Well, I suppose it means taking one of these here courses in science at home.
Oh, I see. It's kind of a correspondence school, huh?
I guess so. Don't see what that's got to do with the fair, though. Well, let's see what else they're going to have. Horticulture, art needlework.
Ah, shucks. Who wants to see that kind of stuff?
What?
Shucks. I bet their old fair won't be worth a dad darn.
When?
Shucks. You can catch me going around there standing in the hot sun getting messed up with all them crowds of people.
Oh, say, now listen.
Tipping over soda water bottles.
Say,
you won't catch me going.
What in tarnation's got into you, Eb? You're crabbing about everything here. I think your liver's out of order. Let me finish this, can't you? Equestrian sports and contests.
What's that?
I'm sorry, don't you know nothing?
What's that?
It's sports and contests of some kind. Can't you understand that?
Yeah, but what's that the inquest got to do with it?
It ain't inquest. It's... Well, you know, Eb, I think they spelled that word wrong, that's all. They must mean request. Everybody's requested to take part in sports.
I bet it ain't that at all.
Well, it just is. You just give me that dictionary and I'll prove it to you.
You always have to look up everything in the dictionary. Yeah. You ain't so damn darn smart after all.
You just keep the trap shut till I find it here now. Yes, well, come on, hurry up here. Never find out what it's about. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Yes, equestrian. Performing or racing with horses?
What did you say? Racing?
Yes, that's what it says here.
Why, that means that they're going to have horse races over to the fair, don't it?
I suppose it does, but what of it? Thought you said you wouldn't go to the fair.
I didn't say nothing of the kind. You see, I've been intending to go all the time, Zeb. It's going to be bigger than the Chicago Fair.
What?
Don't you see, Zeb? They're going to have horse races.
Well?
Yes. They're going to have them running there like the dickens. And my horse is going to win every dad darn race they have. Whoopee!